All right, we will begin with an opening statement from Coach Boyle, and then we'll go to questions for anybody up here at the dais. So, Coach?
Well, it's another good game in March. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end of it tonight, unlike the other night. But give Marquette credit. They played well. We didn't have much of an answer for them defensively all night. I would just say that when a team shoots 61%, you know, against you for the game, almost 62%, and you still got a chance at the end, it means you're doing something right. And for this team, what that means to me is, like, they've been competing their tails off the whole year. And because you don't give up 61% and stay in a game. But we rebounded the ball well. We fought. We battled. We just came up a little bit short. And I thought we had our chances at the end. Had some good looks. Didn't go in. And it's disappointing. But I got a lot of respect for Marquette. They're a hell of a team, hell of a program. But I love this team. I love these guys. I love those guys in that locker room. And they got nothing to hang their heads about. They competed their tails off. Not just here in Indianapolis, but, you know, in Dayton the other night, in the Pac-12 tournament, and since basically the middle of February. So,
thanks,
great
Coach.
Year. 26 wins, something to be proud of.
Thanks, Coach. Raise your hands, and we'll get a mic to you. Please state your name and affiliation.
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. For the players, I guess, what was the talk at halftime? Obviously, you're down 11, but, you know, came out red hot and made a game of it just, you know, within 2 minutes.
Tristan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we weren't playing our best game. It kind of felt like we were supposed to be down, I don't know, 20 or 25 the way we were playing. So, you know, we kind of had a sense or had a feeling that, you know, it was in our hands to kind of turn this game around. And, you know, we had all the confidence to come out in the second half and battle the way we did.
KJ?
The talk was pretty much just, you know, we've been in this position before. It's nothing new to us. We just have to go out there and keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, credit to Marquette. You know, they were hitting almost everything, it seemed like. But you look up and you're only down 11 when it feels like you're down a lot more, like Tristan said. And we just all had the mentality of not giving up. You know, we've done that throughout the whole year. We've shown that throughout the whole year. And that was just the mindset that we can go out there and we can, you know, still come back and, you know, never give up and never give up on that effort. And we did that. We just came up short.
Luke?
Yeah, what they said. It was just basically there was no panic in at halftime. We knew we were missing a couple shots. That usually goes in. And we just said we got to come out, you know, aggressive. And we did that. Obviously, we fell short in the end, but really proud of how we came out that second half.
Right here.
Ben Baby with ESPN. Tad, what makes Tyler Kolek so hard to account for, and kind of what difference did he make in the second half when he got rolling?
Coach?
I thought he was terrific all game, not just the second half. He's very crafty. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, I was surprised when I was looking at the stat sheet that he had 6 turnovers. It didn't seem like he turned it over at all. He made a couple bad decisions, but he makes the right decision in ball screens, you know, almost every time. Not every time, but almost every time. And he's a dual threat because he can really get to that left hand. He was 4 for 4 at halftime, and every one of them was to his left hand. And that was part of our game plan, is to try to take that left hand away. But he's very, very good at getting back to it. They're good at kind of changing angles on the screens. But he's a terrific player. You know, you appreciate him on film, then you appreciate him with his numbers, but then you play against him and you're like, holy cow, that kid's special. He's a good player.
And kind of follow up, you know, KJ played, I think, all but 4 seconds in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, how big was he for y'all in getting y'all back into that game there in the second half?
KJ's been like that all year. He's the ultimate competitor. I wouldn't trade KJ Simpson for any point guard in America. You know, Tyler's a hell of a player. There's no doubt about it. But what KJ's done for us defensively, offensively, leadership-wise, the growth that he's shown from his freshman year to now his junior year has been phenomenal. And, yeah, I can't – I've sung KJ's praises all year long. I'll continue to do it because he's a hell of a player, and I told him in the locker room after the game I'll go to war with him, you know, every day of the week, twice on Sundays, because he's a special player. So to me, Tyler Kolek's an All-American, but KJ Simpson is too. Just look at his numbers.
Questions, please raise your hand. Right over here.
Jake Shapiro, Denver Sports. Tad, you've said for years all you can hope for is an opportunity. You got it to get in the first four. You had opportunities down the stretch. Is this one that's going to come back and kind of sting you, or is this, like you talked about, something you can more be proud of, the fact that you guys won 25 games and, you know, fought through this game?
Jake, it's a combination of both. You know, you can be proud of your guys and still – like, oh, this was a great opportunity that we let slip away because we gave ourselves chances. I told a team in the locker room after the game, we had chances to win that game, had good looks, had good wide open looks, just didn't make them. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes basketball becomes a make miss game. I just keep going back to the 62% field goal percentage defense. And again, credit Marquette. They run their stuff. They run it with pace. They've got good players. I mean, they got good one-on-one players, and they got good actions that they run. And our guys competed. And the way they came out in the second half, I mean, you saw it. We've done that before. We're down 16, and USC came back and won. We're down, you know, to a really, really good Marquette team tonight, come back and take the lead twice. But we couldn't ever string together enough stops to really – when we took the lead to expand on it, but we had looks, and that's all you can ask for as a coach, and as players. So I'm proud of these guys. Their competitive spirit and effort is second to none.
Right here,
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. For Tad, it seemed like this season kind of presented some unique challenges for you. You had the preseason expectations. You had the injuries, and it wasn't like it was just one guy going down and you adjust. It was this guy's out, and then that guy's out, and then you managed to get hot at the end to get here. You know, from your vantage in your career, you know, what were maybe some of the unique challenges for you to keep this team on the right track and obviously finish the way you did?
Well, I think, you know, injuries are part of the game. Everybody's got them. To some schools, some programs have more of them than others, you know, based on the year. So that's part of it. We never use it as an excuse. You know, we've had injuries before. A lot of times they've been season-ending injuries. But, you know, this year we didn't have, I mean, other than RJ, which was unfortunate, you know, early there in the season, we lost him for the year. But everybody else, when they were out, they were just out for periods of time, sometimes 3, 4, 5 games, whatever the case might be. But to answer your question is how do you overcome that? It's guys like this. It's the leadership. It's the no excuse mentality that these players played with all season long. And part of the pride that I have in this year's team in winning 26 games is overcoming the things that we had to overcome as a group, not just individually, you know, the individuals who got injured and came back and had to rehab, but the guys that didn't, you know, that were around for and had to pick up the slack for some of those guys when they were out. And that's what a team does. And that's why I love this team. And, you know, a guy like Ruff didn't play tonight, but he was a critical part of our team this year at certain junctures. And I just use him as an example. But I love these guys, but it's a no-excuse mentality, and the leadership from guys like Luke O'Brien and KJ Simpson and Tristan Da Silva that kept this team afloat when things got tough.
Right here.
Gary Graves, Associated Press. Coach, when your guys defend as well as they could on a perimeter and Chase Ross still knocks down a three-point shot, it's like, what's your reaction to something like that, that, you know, you did everything you could and a guy like that just hits a shot like that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, players make plays. And I thought Ross coming off the bench, because Jones got in foul trouble, and Ross was, to me, the key for Marquette in terms of the way he played coming off the bench, just looking, you know, 5 for 6 from the field, 2 for 2 from three. You know, Cody was tagging on that play, and then he made a really good contest. The kid made a shot. But sometimes good offense can beat good defense on a given possession, and we understand that. So the way you react to that is, hey, good defense, come down, have a great offensive possession. But we had too many breakdowns defensively in the first half and the second half that we gave them, you know, some opportunities that, again, we could have prevented. But our guys battled, but we weren't consistent enough on that side of the ball. We scored enough points to win this game. You know, you score 77 points in an NCAA tournament game, you can win. We scored 60 and won the other night, but we weren't good enough offensively. But Marquette had a lot to do with that. They're very, very talented and very good.
We've come to the end of our time, so thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a great season.